Hey guys, Eric here, and I want to talk to you real quick about thedailydownforce.com. Every day, this website covers the latest news and trends in NASCAR, from silly season right through the checkered flag in Phoenix. Need a new morning routine as soon as you wake up? Well, now you have it, dailydownforce.com. This is the website I use to keep up with the industry, the drivers, and of course, what the community is talking about. And speaking of community, dailydownforce.com is also home to some of your other favorite NASCAR content creators. Plus, they've got all sorts of information that I like to keep bookmarked, like schedules, penalties, ratings, and everything you want to know. Oh, and be sure to check out the merch shop while you're there to find some exclusive diecasts and collectibles. So check out dailydownforce.com, that's dailydownforce.com, and I'll see you in the replies.
Hey y'all, Rick Houston here, and I want to tell you about my new show, the Moonshine and Motorsports Racing Podcast. I've partnered up with the State of North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources to help uncover the history behind moonshining mountain boys, professional wheelmen, and the backwoods and city lights of the Tar Heel State. In the first episode, I sat down with Winston Kelly at the NASCAR Hall of Fame for a little behind-the-scenes gossip about Junior Johnson's engineering skills.
He's got two things in his hand, pipe wrench and channel lock pliers, and they weren't new. They had been around the block a time or two.
Wasn't the first deal they built, I bet.
No, no. The pliers had been red before, but paint had worn off.
And in the second episode, I talked to a professional hillbilly, a.k.a. Dr. Daniel Pierce of UNC Asheville, to find out the real history of moonshiners and their battles with the revenuers.
He wrote about one of his experiences of trying to chase down this bootlegger and this souped-up car, and he complained that the government gave him these piece of crap, cheapo cars, and that were really no match, but he thought he was doing pretty good, and then the guy just hits it and just takes off and practically disappeared. But then the guy makes a bootleg turn and comes back towards him. And it, as he said, it was a game of chicken, and I was the chicken. And so he ran off the road. And actually, he was the guy who caught Junior Johnson at his daddy's still when Junior got tangled up in a barbed wire fence.
So check out the Moonshine and Motorsports Racing Podcast, available on YouTube, dailydownforce.com, and all of your favorite podcasting platforms. And be sure to check out my regular show on NASCAR history, the Scene Vault Podcast.
Hey there, NASCAR fans. Have you got your copy of the latest edition of NASCAR Pole Position Print Magazine? If not, there's no better time than now to subscribe at polepositionmag.com. NASCAR Pole Position is the only print magazine covering NASCAR. Officially licensed by NASCAR, NASCAR Pole Position Magazine is published throughout the NASCAR season, and each edition is an instant collector's item, backed with great feature stories and photography. The magazine is even mailed to you in a poly bag for those who love to collect NASCAR memorabilia. At polepositionmag.com, you can even find past issues available to purchase. Get your subscription to NASCAR Pole Position and get great NASCAR content delivered straight to your mailbox throughout the season. Learn more at polepositionmag.com. That's polepositionmag.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Happy Happy Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the NWP Post Daytona 500 qualifying special edition live stream. We're here a couple hours later than you'd usually be hanging out with us on a Wednesday night, but it's great to be back on my channel for the first time this year. I'm your host, Eric Estep, joined as always by the iceberg. Actually, I don't know where direction you guys are on the icebergs up there somewhere. Just wave when I call your name. We've got Darian Gilliam, aka Black Flags Matter, and right over here is Danny B Talks. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Already over 500 viewers. Good to know that you guys are spending your Valentine's Day evening with us. I'm glad we could all enjoy this special moment together. It really does bring us closer together. Gentlemen, we just got done watching Daytona 500 pole qualifying live on FS1. Let's just start there. We'll make our Daytona 500 duel and race predictions later on in the show. We've got some other news to cover, but let's just start with qualifying. Joey Logano, Michael McDowell, and all Ford front row. Danny, I got to start with you. What happened? Alex Bowman was going for seven straight Daytona front row starts. What happened, man? What's going on?
I just knew it couldn't last forever, and they missed something because the other Hendrick Chevrolets, you know, were in the top 10. Just didn't have what it takes. But, you know, as I've also learned over the last few years, who really gives a flip about where you qualify? Because it don't matter. It matters where you finish at. Because Alex Bowman has proved, you know, he can be in the front row forever. But I think it took him until last year to finally get a top five in one of these things. So what's it really matter in the end?
Yeah. Joey Logano and Michael McDowell, though, all Fords. No Hendrick cars at all in the front row. Jarrett, you are itching to say something over there.
McDowell supremacy, baby. Let's go.
He was second. He didn't even win the poll.
I don't care, man. Like he was the best line of defense against giggles on pole. So I am A-okay with it. And you know what? It's the safest place to be. I'm happy.
I saw Michael Marut said on Twitter that it's a ketchup and mustard front row, literally red and yellow.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, for real. But
Valentine's Day, which, by the way, we love you all in the chat.
Yes, click the like button, everybody. 400 and likes for the random driver.
Someone,
second, please.
Malik in the chat just mentioned, and I just saw this, you can now leave thumbs up on super chats that come through.
I just saw that.
We will get to all of your super chats here a little later on in the show. Really do appreciate the support.
Yeah, but no, the Fords winning the sweep in the front row for the Daytona 500, it's not really a surprise when you think about it, because for a while now, the Fords have been the very best and fastest on these super speedways in the next gens. I mean, just take a look how they usually perform at brand new Atlanta, Daytona, usually Talladega. So, you know, I mean, we've been so accustomed to Hendrick Motorsports just dominating this part of Speed Week, as they call it now. But yeah, it's a new day now. So yep, the Fords have officially taken over.
It's funny. It's funny you say that. I decided, for just, you know, the fun of it, to ask my Twitter followers, what are we calling this now?
Oh, I saw that.
and the final results are 15% are still old school with Speed Weeks. 40% want to name it Speed Days, and 45% want to stick at Speed Week.
Oh, man. Speed Days Week. Speed Days Week. There you go.
I call it Speed Weekend, because it's more like an extended weekend at this point.
It's a holiday weekend, basically. Mm-hmm. Danny, Alex, and Fred Dog in the chat are among those questioning Toyota tonight. Yeah, Timmy says Toyotas were awful tonight. I think Eric Jones, the fastest Toyota in P22. Darian, you don't think there's any reason to be concerned?
Guys, they never do good in Toyota. They don't care about Daytona 500 qualifying. That is proof. Hamlin's won the race three times for a reason. So yeah, they don't care about qualifying.
Where was those cheating Toyotas? I didn't see them this time.
No, they saved the cheating for Sundays, I guess.
Jimmy Jam could have used a little of that, cheating up on his car tonight. He's the one Toyota who did need a good qualifying run and didn't get it. So he'll have to race his way in through the duels.
I saw a report that I guess he's really nervous, like his chances in the duel race, because...
I mean, come on, and no offense, because we've been on the 78, but come on, Jimmy, you got to beat BJ McLeod, JJ Yaley in the controversial NY Racing, and then Kaz Grala couldn't even get his car to shift. How are you going to lose to one of them guys?
You know what, though, it reminds me of? We have our own edition of Fernando Alonso watch. Remember when he missed the Indy 500? There was a whole deal of like, oh, my gosh, he was worried. Like, the team was scrambling last second. There was not much they could do. And I'm afraid it may be the same situation for Jimmy Johnson. They probably expected, oh, okay, we'll definitely just qualify our way in. No problem. Nope.
I thought he'd be in. If you would have told me Anthony Alfredo was going to outrun Jimmy, I would have been a bit surprised. I mean, Beard Motorsports usually fast at this type of track. Alfredo's a solid driver. He knows what he's doing out there. But still, I'm a bit surprised. I did just look it up. I don't remember how Jimmy did in his duel last year. He was already locked into the show, so he didn't have to really race for anything in his duel last year. But last season, in his three Cup Series starts, he DNF'd in all three. So Jimmy, that's the one thing he can't do tomorrow night. He has to finish. If he finishes the race on the lead lap, he's probably in this show, but that can be easier said than done at Daytona. So
yeah, this isn't 2004 Johnson we're talking about. This is 2024 Jimmy Johnson we're talking about.
Let's talk about the duels just a little bit. Tomorrow night, those duels will be back to back on FS1. Jarrett, are there any teams or manufacturers you're keeping a close eye on? Do you expect the Toyotas to race better than they qualified tonight?
Both the Toyotas and Fords, and I say that not because I'm guessing or I'm hoping for a good race. Denny Hamlin on his show actually said that it's going to be much more racy because of the new cars. And for that reason, I don't know that we're going to see like 3-4 wide racing and, you know, like where's my 8 wide pack racing kind of thing. But I totally see them like trying different lines, seeing how they line up and work together, because he pointed it out. Of course, he defended it, which I completely disagree with, of no practice. It's the first time they're on track with anybody. So I think it's going to be a lot more interesting, maybe not for the qualifying aspect, though. I mean, Jimmy has been pretty good at not being good the last year or two or seven. So that might actually be interesting. But I think the racing part is going to be really fun to watch with the new manufacturers and how they line up. And he said even the Chevy guys, they have to learn with these new cars and new bumpers because of how important it is for Sunday.
Yeah, you not only have to learn too, but then there were a few other teams that really impressed me in the first round too that didn't make it through. I mean, Todd Gilliland, Riley Herbst, they were on the cutoff, 11th and 12th. So they really impressed me. The Storehouse Racing cars really showed me some speed too as well. And then Anthony Alfredo is a P20 right now. So I mean, they not only locked their way in, they were they were great. They were good to go from the very beginning. Didn't have to worry from the start. So it's a lot of interesting storylines.
I think Riley Herbst has a lot to be proud of that qualifying attempt. I don't know who prepared it. If it was Roush, if it was Stuart Haas prepared the car, but I mean, that's still a Rick Ware car, and you know, he just barely missed the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was it this race last year? Did Herbst in the 15 for this race last year and finished top 10?
Yes.
The Sunny Day 15.
Yes. And that was his NASCAR Cup Series debut.
Well, yeah. And last year, I think like it was a couple weeks in, he was still batting 1,000 when it came to top 10s mm-hmm. in every race he was in.
Yeah, he got a top 10 at Dega, I think, in the 36, maybe. Or that was at the end of the year. He was, remember, at the end of the year in that photo finish in the playoffs between Blaney and Harvick? Yeah, Riley Herbst was like fourth mm-hmm. coming to the line until he got spun.
Yeah, he was there.
Something about super speedways. Riley Herbst is going to put a Las Vegas 2023 run on them and spank the field. Who do you guys think makes it in? We talked about this a little bit. Jimmy Johnson, Kaz Grala, BJ McLeod, and JJ Yaley are the four remaining. Just real quick, Jared, I'll put you on the spot first. Which two make it in out of those four?
Jimmy and Kaz, I think.
It's a safe pick.
As much as I would love to see the redacted 44 car get in.
Darian, what do you think?
You know what? Hey, Kaz, I mean, they've shown tonight, hey, they could have some mechanical failures tomorrow. You know what? I'm going to go with Johnson and BJ McLeod somehow. Both make it in.
I'd have to look at the exact scenarios. I don't know if that's even possible. It probably is.
Oh, is that? Oh,
that's a problem. I don't know who's in what duel right now.
I think Jimmy and BJ are in the same duel, but I think there is maybe a way where they can still both make it. I don't really know. Danny, do you have a take?
Without knowing who's in what duel, it makes the most sense for Jimmy and Kaz, but I'm going to be bold. I'm actually going to say something stupid's going to happen, and we're going to see like Jimmy and JJ make it.
Yeah, if it's gonna get racy like Hamlin's saying, then yeah, it could happen.
I want to bring something up. If I would have told you 10, 15, 20 years ago that the stupid option is Jimmy making the Daytona 500, because it's true.
Yeah,
the times have changed. We are living in the post Jimmy Johnson era now, and like, we're still trying to figure it out.
Someone from 25 years ago, if you just told them, hey, a 7-time champion missed the Daytona 500, what do you mean?
Yeah. And what makes it even worse is he's rocking the Petty Blue. Come on, bro. You can't miss the Petty Blue, bro.
I didn't even think about that. No, you in that gorgeous color, you can't miss the show. That's just not allowed. No. It's NASCAR might invent a rule on the spot that says cars painted so perfectly make the show by default. They'll make up a 41st spot for him if they need to.
Well, actually, what's interesting now is today in the press conferences, it was reported today, Petty had said that last year he was Richard Petty said last year he was a little PO'd coming into Daytona about the whole rebranding deal just a little bit now. So now it's like, OK, he's fine with it now. But now your Petty Blue might miss the 500. So.
You can't disgrace the Petty Blue, Jimmy. That's a lot of pressure on him. I would not want to be Jimmy Johnson tonight because, yeah, I think odds are it'll be Jimmy Johnson and Kaz Grala advancing tomorrow night. But last year, the money team made the show. That car was trash and circumstances fell their way. I'm not even kidding, y'all. Jimmy has been snake bit these past couple of, like, since his last year in NASCAR and 2022 or 2023 racing part-time, he's not able to finish races. He's not qualifying good. Something always goes wrong. It would be so Jimmy Johnson for something to happen in his duel and BJ McLeod make the show ahead of him. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it wouldn't shock me at this rate, the way things have gone. Cover your ears, Blue Jimmy fan. I really don't mean to speak this sacrilege
into cover your ears, moves.
To existence. I'm not trying to, I'm just saying it wouldn't shock me. One last note, and then I think we should go to the lightning round before we do our first Super Chat stage break. But what do you guys think about the lack of practice this week? Are we all kind of going to say the same thing? It's ridiculous that the biggest race.
We used to be a country.
Said that on the broadcast tonight.
We used to be a country that practiced. And I'm sorry, it is amateur not to practice before your biggest event. I mean, this is like taking practice away from the Indy 500. It's like telling the guys before the Super Bowl, no practice. You're not doing a damn thing. Just go out there. Don't even stretch. Don't worry about it. That Achilles, it's going to be fine. No, this kind of stuff, we have seen it each time there is no or there is limited practice. And it makes the sport look bad when everyone for the biggest event is basically just winging it.
Blind.
Yeah. Now I would, I would agree with that for the most part, if it wasn't for the fact that the drivers and owners ask for this kind of stuff. So, hey, you get what you ask for, unfortunately. So
that's a good point. Honestly, that is a good point. We drivers love to talk about those short weekends. In 2020.
I want more time off. When something breaks, hey, you ask for it. So don't be mad at NASCAR, y'all.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Danny, do you have anything to add?
No, I mean, I think at this point we're past the BS reasons for not having practice anymore. COVID long gone. The parts shortages. Can we really blame that anymore? I mean, we've had this car now. This is its third year. Can we really blame it on this at this point? Get the guys out there. We've got rookie drivers who need experience. Come on, NASCAR, get your head out of your tail and let's do this.
I like that. Get your head out of
your tail.
Your tail. Seahawks fan in the chat says, we talking about practice? Well, I think for the biggest race of the season, there needs to be at least a 20-minute tune-up session. Did y'all see that clip that I think Shell Pennzoil posted on Twitter? It was Charles Leclerc reacting to Joey Logano. Do you like my accent, my interpretation? reacting to Joey Logano talking about how NASCAR has so little practice and they roll straight into qualifying. He was shocked to see that he's, and y'all 38 times a year. It was a pretty remarkable reaction. I think we will wait just a few more minutes to get to our first Super Chat stage break. We've gotten a bunch of comments already. We will get to those in just a few moments, but we have a slightly abbreviated front half of the show tonight. We're going to get and spend a lot of time on our Daytona 500 predictions. Real quick, I want to shout out, we are really close to our 400 like goal. If we hit that 400 mark, which it looks like we probably will, that unlocks the mystery driver segment where we're going to have to guess who Jarrett's mystery driver is this week. If you saw last last week, we made damn fools of ourselves for about 10 minutes. It was not our finest hour, but it was entertaining. So if you want to unlock that special segment, let's
get it. It's Ricky Bobby, isn't it?
Good guess, Danny. Did he nail it? Is it right, Jarrett?
No, Cal Naughton.
Wait, is April Fool's Day? It's on a Monday. Damn.
Oh,
I was gonna say, are fictional drivers on your list? Are candidates?
That'd be so perfect if he started like driving like Lightning McQueen, but he renamed Piston Cup to NASCAR stuff.
Yeah, something like that.
I tell you what, April Fool. We just hit it, by the way. But by the way, I want to thank. Ooh. We got over 1,100, closing on 1,200 people watching.
Click we the salute like button. You.
Thank you for spending your Valentine's Day evening with us. We really we do love you. We'll get to the super chat stage break in just a moment. But first, I just got a weather alert. I'm not even in Daytona just yet. I can't believe I'm already getting weather alerts. Darian, did you get the same notification?
And it's the lightning round of the NASCAR Weekly Podcast. Jarrett, what do we have on the list for tonight?
Well, we got a little bit, but first off, I want to thank the Spotify crowd for they've been showing out too. And well, I left them a poll after last week when the Clash was clashing and all, and I asked what their favorite LA Clash was. 17% chose 2023, 40% chose 2022, and 43% chose this year's Clash. So at least we ended on a high note, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
In some other news, Chicago Street Race news here. The entertainment's been announced. Performers will be the Black Keys and Lauren Elena on Saturday, and then Keith Urban and the Chainsmokers on Sunday.
I like that.
That'll be a hot ticket.
I'm just going to say this as somebody who lived in Northern Illinois my whole life until like 3 years ago. If we have that kind of rain again this year, it's a NASCAR thing, because that was, I don't think
it was already a NASCAR thing. They had a hurricane forming over Lake Michigan. I didn't know that was possible.
But the thing is, I have never seen that. And I was up there for 23, 24 years. I lived up there and I had never seen anything like that. Like I was at my uncle's, because we had a grad party for my cousin that day, or the Saturday of it, or Sunday, whatever. It was raining both days. And we were shocked. He was there when the Xfinity race got rained out, and he was saying it was like you're up to like halfway up to your knees in water, and it just that never happens in Chicago. Yeah. So I don't think that's going to happen again.
Fingers crossed.
Three off-topic news stories that would be really interesting for us NASCAR fans. First off, F1 is in extensive talks to host a race in Chicago. Problem is, I don't think they want to sign a 10-year deal. And
nah,
you thought
don't be
NASCAR
Vegas.
Was invasive.
Yeah, the city doesn't want to sign the 10-year deal. They're barely able to stomach NASCAR's deal.
Don't be Vegas, bro. They have a whole headquarters there now. Oh, it sucks. Don't be Vegas.
Now, the two big ones with IndyCar that tie in a little bit with NASCAR, at least NASCAR adjacent. The IndyCar finale is moving from the Nashville City Streets to the Nashville Super Speedway due to issues with the NFL. Just basically not telling anyone what the hell is going on with the Titans' new stadium. That's an NFL thing.
Can I add something real quick to that?
Yeah.
So I was in on the media press conference during that. Scott Borchetta gave a few more details. And another big reason, you know, there's a lot going to be going on with the Titan Stadium. Don't know what progress it'll be. But likewise, they can't get the NFL schedule until May, which would then give them only about 4 months to turn around. And that's just a risk they're not willing to take right now.
Yes. I don't blame them.
Yeah, IndyCar racing on ovals though going to be interesting,
and also to add a little bit more too, just for championship purposes, like I prefer it be on an oval first off, and then secondly, like just the layout of the Nashville street course is too chaotic anyways for a championship. So this is a win-win.
It might lead to two dates in Nashville: run the street course in the summer, and then do the championship race at Nashville Super Speedway.
Exactly. Exactly.
Speaking of chaos, didn't the winner of the first Music City Grand Prix, weren't they airborne at one point in the race?
Yes. And they lost their wing and everything. Yeah.
And still went on to win. I love that. You know, that I don't like the word chaos, but it fits.
I think
it fit
was,
that year.
Wasn't that the one, too, that I will say friend of the show, Colton Herta?
Yeah.
He binned it there at the end.
Yeah. Had it won. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Other IndyCar news that could affect NASCAR or maybe be why this certain partnership is smaller in NASCAR moving forward. Fox Sports is one of, if not the leading candidate to land the IndyCar media rights deal coming up. I'm just going to say this. There's a lot of IndyCar fans I'm friends with, and I do get crap about Fox Sports, and I'm like, do it.
No.
Please. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Please, dude, the goofy IndyCar skits. Oh, God.
Those are 24 hot rods out there.
No, Boyer doesn't say it with that kind of intensity. He says it way more. You gotta lean back in your chair when you say it.
That's a hot rod out there.
There you go. Fox Sports, ladies and gentlemen.
Ever tell you about the time I got drunk and the cops called on me for burning leaves in my backyard with Blake Shelton?
Oh, he got
turned. Yank Boyer's.
That's actually a real story.
Oh my gosh, Yank Boyer's Indy 500 credentials. That happens. Hell no.
This is the longest storm since the Chicago storm of last summer. What's next in the lightning round, Jared? Where are we going?
Bristol Motor Speedway will paint their walls vintage Winston red and white for the 2024 Food City 500.
Nice. Like that.
I like that a lot. Hy-Vee's Iowa Speedway contract ends. I swear to God, we're talking about a lot of IndyCar tonight.
Well, I'm dying over here at Stone Yank in the chat, you know, talking about the Nashville, and then the Fox News says we went from good IndyCar news to abysmal IndyCar news real quick.
That's been their offseason in a nutshell. It's either really good or really bad news.
Welcome to IWP, everybody, IndyCar Weekly Podcast.
Wait, what'd you say? Ask them about the what, Jared?
their video game.
Yeah,
stop. It's too soon.
Hey, we suffered through the same thing together. I am in solidarity with you.
At least they didn't suffer enough that they never got started. We actually had something come out of it.
Yeah.
I think we suffered more.
Yeah.
But Hy-Vee's Iowa Speedway sponsorship with the IndyCar weekend ends this year. And apparently they're in discussions about sponsoring the NASCAR weekend instead.
Instead.
There's more return there.
Yeah. Can they get Post Malone and whoever else to do the NASCAR pre-race show as well?
I like that.
Those IndyCar lineups in Iowa are
top
phenomenal.
Man. Yeah. No, Post Malone got some chops on him, man. He can sing. He can sing, bro.
I love his song with Ozzy.
He did a Nirvana cover in 2020. Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
The hat and apparel brand 47 has signed a licensing agreement with NASCAR to produce merchandise.
Some of the drivers, like Byron tonight, was wearing the 47 Exalta hat.
I like it. NASCAR is open to participating in Days of Thunder 2, according to Steve O'Donnell. And something to add to this that many didn't see last year, because this is out of nowhere for a lot of people. Tom Cruise was at Charlotte Motor Speedway last year, like for days before the Coke 600, and people are taking pictures of him basically walking around the track and taking notes and stuff. So I think there's a little more steam to this than just, oh, we're interested.
Yeah, there were reports last year that Tom Cruise, like that whole team, they are interested in a Days of Thunder 2. You know, it's just, it's Hollywood. You know, they might have a script written, might be going through rewrites. You know, in the moment, it might have felt like the right idea, but things change quickly.
Yeah.
And now whatever studio was signed on is now signing off. Things change quick, but hopefully it does get off the ground, because that would be awesome.
I could see him in a scenario, if he's going around just like really taking notes on stuff, I could see him in a scenario where he has like since bought the team that was owned by the character that Randy Quaid played. I could see him being in a role like that.
So it's a Jeff Gordon documentary.
Yes. If you watch part one and part two, it's a full Jeff Gordon movie.
And maybe in a sense, we're also seeing like, oh, this is what would have happened if Tim Richmond had lived. In a sense.
Two more good things. Well, actually, a couple more good things for news. Steve O'Donnell was actually just reported maybe 20, 30 minutes ago by Adam Stern, saying that conversations between NASCAR and Honda are heating up for Honda to join.
All right, make it happen. Let's make the deal.
I haven't seen that yet. That sounds exciting.
It's not a done deal yet. No, I'll believe it when I say it.
Except sorry, we're not to tie IndyCar back into this, but I'm sorry, that doesn't necessarily bode well for our IndyCar friends if that is in fact the case.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but
the thing is, I like IndyCar.
I love it. Yeah.
It's the only like major motorsport in America. No disrespect to any of the others, but like it's the only one that I watch on a regular basis. Granted, mm-hmm. I watch mostly ovals, but so I'm happy about the Nashville stuff for the most part. The Kyle Busch Kush car is back.
Yes.
I knew you were going to be happy about that.
The Kush Push. The Kush Push. We'll call it the Kush Push.
I like it.
Oh, man. Now, if Bowyer drops that during the race on Sunday, I'll give him props if he drops that line.
He surely can't do that one.
We got a Kush Push there. That's one hot rod.
Got a Kush Push.
Light up that hot rod. Kyle Larson will now be part of the Prime Athlete brand, which is also, there's very few athletes so far, but one of the biggest ones he'll be with is Patrick Mahomes. So
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Pretty good company.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He sounds like it. I love this news. Not enough to pay $400 a ticket to see him, but Creed will be on Jimmy Johnson's car both tonight and for the 500, hopefully. And I have a question for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take me higher?
And actually, funny enough, I actually had an ad just as Eric was going live, a Creed ad. So
that's well, Legacy Motor Club got Guns N' Roses for this race last year, right?
Yes.
So now with an associate sponsorship.
Man,
I don't know what like record deal label they have a deal with, but
they got connections.
If I don't see Jimmy in a Limp Bizkit car next year, then we don't live in a society.
I know, like when we got the Ghost on that Xfinity car a couple of years ago, I probably I don't know if I can say it, but we were trying to get I Prevail and a couple other bands to do one, and I don't think it got anywhere. But we like once you get in with a record label, it's like all these bands like race cars. That's cool. Like, who doesn't want to be a part of that?
I like it. I'd love to see Mike Helton's response. What he would say looking through the garage if he saw like a Slipknot car.
Yeah. I still remember seeing Mike Helton look at the Ghost car with the upside down cross. He stared at it, pulled out his phone and made a call and kept walking. Maybe a completely unrelated, maybe a total coincidence, but I wasn't sure for a second there.
Eric's soul left his body that day.
I was just like, oh gosh, this could be a hell of a story if they pull the plug on this right before the race.
I mean, you weren't at fault for that. You're just there.
No, for me, it would have been just a good story, interesting content. I don't know, man.
Darian.
Hello.
Yes. We do have some things for the fans to participate with us this week. And
yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. The NWP Fantasy League has returned. We have our two leagues, NWP and NWP Fantasy League 2. But because we have been getting a bunch of requests, after much consideration, I just created it now. We are going to run a third NWP Fantasy League as well. Don't worry. I will keep up with it all. It is my responsibility. Don't worry. Because the way it's set up is that we can only have up to 100 per league. So unless we have somebody from NASCAR expand it for us. But right now, the link is right there. Go join it. We just went live, NWP3. I'll update the names and stuff later. But if you're not in our other two, join that one.
I'm pinning Darian's comment in our live chat here. Yeah, we have almost 1,100 people watching. So I do think 100 mm-hmm. slots are going to go
and
probably fairly
quickly. I will update it once we reach 100 for sure.
Well, I'm going to stick in the OG one.
Yeah, yeah. If you're already in one of them, just stay in one of them.
Yeah, don't sell your charter if you've got one in the other league.
Now, one more thing. If you are in any of these three leagues, you have to play week one. If you don't, I'm kicking you out. Yeah, play week one.
Even though fantasy is just a cup series, can we, now that there are three, can we rename the OG to the cup series, the second one to Xfinity series, and this one to the truck series?
Oh, you know what? That's actually a good idea. You know what? I'll do that. I'll get to that.
NWP cup series, NWP Xfinity.
I'll do that. I'll do that right now.
While you're doing that, I'm going to let everybody know to go to your channel next week. Just your first reminder, mm-hmm. we're live on Darian's channel at 8 p.m. Eastern time, February 21st, next Wednesday, talking all Daytona. Got to let you all know about that. And then, Eric, you do have something pretty cool coming up Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be at Daytona International Speedway this weekend, please stop by the NASCAR Experience stage 2:30 p.m. on Saturday before the Xfinity Series race, because I will be on stage doing a live podcast recording with Xfinity Series driver Brennan Poole. So obviously weather depending. I know the weather is looking a little iffy Saturday evening into Sunday morning right now. So fingers crossed the weather holds off for us, but I think we'll get it in. I think it'll be A-OK. I've never done anything like this before, doing a live show in front of a live audience. So if you want to witness a first, if you want to witness history, please stop by. I'm planning to stick around afterwards and hang out and talk to folks as well after our stint on the show. I don't know if Brennan will be able to stick around because I think he'll have to get to driver intros pretty quickly thereafter. So, but I hope you guys come out, say hi to us, watch the show. Hopefully it all goes well. Fingers crossed. I'll see you guys at the track this weekend. I leave bright and early tomorrow. I have to get up at 4 a.m. tomorrow to make sure I get to the airport in time. So it's going to be a fun few days down at Daytona Beach.
And that's the lightning round.
Yes, and that'll conclude this edition of the famous lightning round on the NASCAR Weekly Podcast. And now, back to the show.
I want to talk about one topic real quick. I'll kind of toss this over to Jarrett because I know he did a video on this. But there was a recent NASCAR gaming update from Mike Straw of Insider Gaming. Jarrett, I'll go ahead and let you take the lead on this one because I haven't done as much research as you have. But what's the latest report on NASCAR and iRacing's latest project?
Well, so they did a bit, I think it was like an hour or so interview, but the big things that came out about it, and some of the things were just reassuring what we knew. iRacing will use the Unreal Engine, which I know a lot of people are going to get like gun shy about that because the last time they heard about it was for 21 Broken Ignition. But I think these people are more competent. I think these people know what they're doing, so I'm not too worried with that. Monster Games is on board, and they're being given all of iRacing's resources, new track scans. They're working on ways to put those in, or at least the newest ones that they have. It sounds like they might rescan every track for it, which would open the door for old tracks to come in. If they scan, you know, they have Rockingham on there, they have Chicagoland, Kentucky, so There's a very open door with that. They also said their main two focuses are one on really good, solid driving and two on a solid career mode.
Good.
And the schedule.
They're release. Saying all the right things.
Yeah, and that's what I said in the video. I'm like, they are saying the right things. But we've seen people say the right things before. It's scheduled to release sometime in 25. I know this is probably a pipe dream, but if they released it like 3-4 weeks before the Daytona 500, perfect. I hate this September, August release when NASCAR is in a dip, or, historically.
Yeah.
And
I definitely get it from that aspect too and stuff. It's just based on the history, man, I just want to make sure the game's good. All right. If they are able to release it before the 500, great, with all the bells and whistles. Awesome. You know, but you know, I don't want them to rush it at all. And also too, like, I also had some people hitting me up. They were like, hey, we should add like, you know, certain features for these career modes. And one of them was like, oh, they should add a social media page or whatever. And then they started naming us. But I would think for the first game though, if you have a social media page, like having like, you know, the Bob Hockerses, the Jeff Glucks on there, you know, tweeting about your progress and stuff, you know, just the established reporters, that'd be a great feature to have too.
That'd be fun.
I would gladly DLC for NASCAR.
I would gladly lend my likeness to a NASCAR video game social media.
Hey, the fans brought it up. I brought it up.
If you're racing to a sloppy, you get like a little screen. I can't believe you were driving like this.
I call you a bust after one DNF.
Yeah. If you wreck a thumbnail of one of Darian's bust videos pops up on the screen.
The meme pops
Lundberg
up.
Lundberg was a driver in 2024 who crashed out of the Daytona 500.
Just one Daytona 500 being down the ride. But no, just little stuff like that. But obviously, you know, most importantly, the gameplay. Make sure the driving's great. The gameplay is beautiful. All that good stuff. Online play. Just make sure all the bells and whistles are there. And then we can start talking about adding the extra stuff, you know. But good luck to
them. For sure. No, it's encouraging though. It's exciting. I'm iRacing folks encouraged by what they're saying. Hope we get a good functioning, fun NASCAR console game. That'll do wonders for growing the sports fan base. I think maintaining many of the young fans that are already here. So fingers crossed.
We just want it to work.
This one adore. Just turn on. Just turn on the loading
screen. I can't tell you how mad I got just trying to play that stupid game when I first got it.
Oh, dude, just watching all the launch streams that night. Oh, that was one of the greatest nights of my life.
We just sat in the Discord and we're just like, and Michael and Joey's are down now.
Everyone's like, just going down like flies.
Now that the company is gone and I don't have friends working for me anymore, I finally feel safe to say this. They were so crap.
Yeah. They were garbage. Garbage in the beginning. I agree.
Awesome. I love that. I love that. That's so fun. We've got a couple of fun segments real quick before we get to our speed weekend Daytona 500 preview. Jared, is it okay if let's do our prediction segment now? Yeah. And then can we do the mystery driver after this?
Yeah, let's
do okay. That. We're up over 600 likes now. I think the fans have earned a mystery driver segment. But next up is we're calling this our accountability session. Now, it's still early in the year. Every week, we each make a couple of bold, big predictions. And throughout the season, as they either come true or fall flat, we kind of keep a running tally. So far, only one of Jarrett's predictions has even happened, and he got it wrong. Darian's 0 for 2. None of my predictions have even been judged at this point. Neither have Danny's. So we're still early on, but we're stockpiling here. We've got some fun, bold predictions. Danny, we're going to start off with you. We'll go around a couple of times. What is your first big, bold prediction?
Yes, I've got some good news. Mine will be factored in because all my predictions are going to be for this weekend's race. So that's a good thing. Mm. Number one, Carson Hocevar will cause a crash in the duels, taking out one of the entries who needs to race in.
We give Carson so much crap.
Dude, oh my
that's
God.
Such a specific we one.
We like
I do like Carson, but I'm just being honest. I have that feeling.
I'll go second. My first prediction, this goes back to something we talked about earlier. I think NASCAR will add some sort of practice session back before the Daytona 500 qualifying next year. It may be short, but I think they will add something before next year.
Let's stay in the vein of what we talked about earlier with Chicago. My first prediction is the Chicago Street Course weekend will not have a single rain delay this year.
Oh, I'm not going to spoil one of my predictions. You almost stole mine.
Yeah, I'm going to keep all my predictions just for this weekend's race. I'll just keep it simple for the first one. Jimmy Johnson makes the Daytona 500 tomorrow.
That's bold.
That's crazy. What a bold one. What a bold. Oh, I'm getting crazier.
Let's go around the table again. Danny, what's your next big prediction?
I have a feeling I can't use this guy for my Xfinity win pick. So I'll just go ahead and say this part. Austin Hill will lead the most laps of the Xfinity race.
I could see that. Mm-hmm. I think he's got to be one of the heavy favorites. My second prediction, I was joking earlier about, BJ McLeod or even JJ Yaley sneaking in the way the money team did last year. Shoot, why not? I'll make that my prediction. Cover your ears, Blue Jimmy. Roots. Something happens to Jimmy and he doesn't make it into the Daytona 500. Ooh. We'll take a shot in the dark. Okay. One way or another, Darian or I are coming out here with points or no points.
Yeah. I'll go with, I love you guys are all doing Daytona 500 ones. And I'm just like, let's look out into the future.
The future is bleak.
Well,
it might be
bleak for some JGR crew members. Cause I think JGR will swap crew members at some point in 2024 for different teams.
Oh, that seems likely.
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. What was it? I was reading the chat.
I wasn't looking. Do it again.
I wasn't listening, bro.
JGR will swap crew members at some point in 2024 with different teams.
Oh, they sure as hell. They're going to do it. They're going to swap crew chiefs mid-race. Or not crew chiefs, pit crews mid-race.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, okay. I didn't mean to. Chat was being funny. Darian, do you have a second one?
Yes. This weekend for the Daytona 500, this year's edition, we'll have under 10 cautions.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Are we going to go around one more time?
Yeah, because we've only done two.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if we were doing three again this week. Okay. I do have a third one prepared just as a fail safe. Danny, lead us off.
Frankie Muniz will be in the top five at some point during the Xfinity race. Doesn't have to be a whole time or finish there. At some point, he will be in the top five.
Hey, he's got to make it first, but I think he will. I think he could do it. I think he could do it.
Danny, you almost stole my prediction. Mine was also Frankie Muniz related. Mine is that the broadcast booth will make at least one Malcolm in the Middle reference when Frankie Muniz is on screen.
All right, I'll give in. I'll do one prediction for this weekend. There will be at least one green-white checker in the Daytona 500 this year.
Hmm, that's pretty fair.
I'm going full check down Charlie on this one.
So since the Xfinity series seems to be the influencer series all of a sudden with Deegan and Muniz now, right?
Influencers is Bridinger. She's in the truck series, right?
I mean, like, she'll probably be up in Xfinity soon. So, hey, close enough, right? But I'm going to go with Deegan here. I'm going to say she scores her first career Xfinity series top 10 this weekend.
Oh, I like that.
That's not too much to ask, is it? I don't think it's too much to ask, right?
Just stay out of trouble. That's all it takes.
Just full throttle. There you go.
Yep. Just gas it. Aim for the opening, I guess, and hope for the best. Good stuff. All right. It sounds like by next week's show, our leaderboard will shuffle a bit from the sounds of it. So that is very exciting. Chat, we are at over 600 likes, which means we blew away our like goal for the evening, which means it's time for Jarrett to try and stump us once again with a mystery driver. So how this works is Jarrett has like 20 something clues, and he's going to give us clues as to who this driver is. Could be any driver, past or present, Cup, Xfinity, freaking modified tour. I don't know. I think we've established it's real drivers, not fictional. Oh, it is just top three series.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
I won't go that far in the weeds for you.
Okay. All right. We appreciate that. And the three of us get three guesses each before we're out. Mm-hmm. We're eliminated. And last week, we almost ran out of guesses. So let's see what happens this time around.
And really quick, let me turn off my chat really quick now. There we go. It's gone. Phone's off. Yep, everything's here.
Going to mute the chat, whatever. All right. We'll talk to y'all again in a moment, but this is now serious. This is like, this is a sport.
Yeah. And a reminder.
And my earlier Ricky Bobby pick did not count, obviously.
I'm going LeBron, how he goes dark mode, but for the playoffs every year.
And
blocking out the haters.
I will remind everyone who's either new or been watching. Last week was Brian Vickers. Eric got that one.
Woo!
First week was Shane Huffman. Darian got that one. Danny, it seems like it's your time. It's your turn. First clue, this random driver once won the Prelude to the Dream.
Right? Oh, I almost want to make a guess.
I have an idea. I don't want to make a guess. Not now.
This random driver finished on the podium as the runner-up team twice in a Pontiac in the 24 Hours of Daytona.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah, keep going.
He does have one IROC victory. Higher level here.
Okay.
We talking a big time driver, not no scrub. We talking big time.
He also has never finished lower than eighth in all of his IROC starts. Kind of went a little in the weeds on his IROC stuff. Really good.
Okay.
I think I have a pick if I can make one.
Go for it, Danny.
Ryan Newman.
Nope.
Oh, that's a good guess.
I was about to say, if he got that right the first time,
it would be funny. Yeah. Let's see. This random driver has only won in the top two series. So, much like Brian Vickers, never won a truck race.
Okay.
This random driver has driven in many different series, including ASA, IMSA, NASCAR, IndyCar, and off-road series as well.
Never mind. I had a guess. I don't think it works now.
I'm going to leave the chat on because it's really funny looking at their guesses.
Has anyone in the chat got it right yet?
No.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay, now
it feels
bad.
This is good. This is a hard one.
This random driver is, to this day, a multi-sport athlete.
When you say multi-sport, you talk about racing or you talk about sports?
Any of it.
Like ultimate frisbee? Like
could be that.
Something we don't know about?
I mean, hell, Jared Allen is on the curling team for the United States.
Yeah. So anything.
Anything.
Okay. Keep going.
Can I make a guess?
Yeah.
Never mind.
No, let me do one more clue. I know he was going to back out.
Let me do one more clue.
I've got a guy in mind, but I don't want to risk another pick already.
Across the multiple, both inside and outside of NASCAR series, he's run at Daytona International Speedway. He has 7 victories at the track.
So he's won at Daytona a few times.
7 times, you said?
This could mean stuff like the 24 hours or anything.
It's amazing. Nobody's guessed
it. I think there's something you said earlier that makes me think this one's wrong, but I'm just going to make a guess because I got a bunch to burn. Ken Schrader.
No.
Damn it. No, he's won in the truck series before.
I'm going to burn.
Oh, yeah. That's. Damn it. I forgot.
I'm going to burn one more here, and it probably is wrong still, but I don't remember him winning the Prelude to the Dream. But was it Juan Pablo Montoya? I knew he ran it. I didn't know if he won it, though.
This random driver's net worth, including during and after his career, is estimated around $160 million.
Ooh.
160.
Can I burn another guess?
Yeah, which one are you on? This is your second?
Second, my guess. AJ Foyt.
Wrong.
Damn it.
Okay, me and Eric got to hang on to our last one.
So I haven't even used one yet.
Darian can let it fly at this point.
Yeah, I'm trying to,
I felt good about that AJ Foyt pick. Damn. All right.
This random driver drove for very few truck teams, but one of his truck owners was Randy Moss.
Oh, Darian.
That should really limit it.
Yeah.
Dang, I was about to say, never mind. Go back.
Three picks, man.
I know. I know this guy's won a truck race, though. I was about to say, so keep going.
Oh.
This random driver's first cup start was a 39th place finish and crash at Charlotte.
Jimmy Johnson.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
When did he win the Prelude?
I think it was like 2010 or so. I saw like the picture of that he'd won.
Derek, what was the question you asked before I got it right? What was the question
Randy
again?
Randy Moss won.
And yeah, immediately, that's right. You said no wins. I was about to say Skinner at first, but wait, no wins.
Bristol.
Right. Damn, I got most of the chat too.
Let's go.
Oh,
2010, Blue Jimmy said.
Oh, yeah, it was the Cobalt scheme he ran at Bristol.
Yep. Jimmy Johnson's worth $160 million. Gosh, no wonder he bought into a race team.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
He's had money burn a hole in his pocket.
So now Darian officially has the lead in this one at two. He has two of these. Eric's one, Danny's none, and I have not stumped y'all yet.
That's a frustrating one. Good job, Darian.
To be fair, I did pick the guy who beat him for Rookie of the Year. So
yeah,
so you actually won.
My next one was about to be every one of his cup starts had a commemorative decal on it.
Yeah, with the Blaze Alexander one. It was so funny. As soon as you said Randy Moss, I was like, yeah, that's
I just blanked on that one. But I
also was going to give the hint that one of his brothers shares a name with me. But I didn't know if that'd give it away too much. I didn't say anything.
I don't know about that
He's got a brother named Jared Johnson.
Did you have a hint in there that says, hey, this guy is trying to race his way into the Daytona 500 this year?
I had a hint that said that they may not have been racing at the time, but he has shared a team with two seven-time champions, Chad Knaus and Richard Petty.
Oh, that's such a meaty clue.
Yeah, but I'm... That's the point. I'm supposed to stump y'all.
That was a puzzle. That was great. That was great.
Rubik's Cube. Good stuff. All right. Well, that was fun. We're getting into the home stretch, which means we've got to talk about Daytona. There's a truck Xfinity and Cup race to break down. I'm going to barrel through all the important race information. Then we're going to start making our predictions, our picks, all that good stuff. Some fun notes this weekend. Some celebrities will be on site. The Rock. No, not the racetrack. Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be the Grand Marshal on Sunday. First time he's had that duty since like 2005, I think, 2004 at Texas.
2004,
Pitbull will perform the pre-race concert. I'm looking forward to that. Mr. 305 in Florida. it's not Miami. It's close enough. I think that'll be a good show. And DJ Khaled, this one felt really random, but DJ Khaled I believe he'll wave the green flag.
Another one.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Give me another flag and another flag.
Another one.
Yeah.
Let's just go in. We'll go in chronological order. So tomorrow night are the Blue Green Vacation Duels at Daytona. It's two races. Each race is 60 laps. There are no stages. The first race begins at 7 p.m. Eastern time on FS1. Radio will be MRN or SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Weather is looking good tonight. Very little 1% chance of rain. 72 degrees. Beautiful, beautiful weather. Logano and Almirola won the two dual races last season. Then the truck race Friday is the Fresh from Florida 250. It's a 100 lap race with the stages being broken down into 20, 20, 60, really front loading the stages there. Starts 7:30 PM Eastern on Friday on FS1, MRN, SiriusXM. Again, very nice weather. I love Florida weather when it's not moist and gross. 73 degrees, 9% chance of rain. The Xfinity race is the United Rentals 300. It's 120 laps, 30, 30, 60 is the stage breakdown. Begins 5:30 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday. It's on FS1 as well, MRN, SiriusXM. High chance of rain Saturday night into Sunday morning. Temperature will be a bit cooler, 64 degrees, but there's a 90%+ chance of rain currently in the evening. So fingers crossed that changes, because otherwise they'll probably run that race Monday. If I had to guess, the Daytona 500, there's so much pomp and circumstance. I don't see them running an Xfinity race at 11 a.m. before the Daytona 500. That's just my guess. Don't know what NASCAR will do. So fingers crossed the Xfinity race gets in. And then on Sunday, the Daytona 500, 200 laps, 65, 65, 70, very even breakdown for the stages. Starts at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time on Big Fox, as well as MRN and Sirius. The weather is 63 degrees. There's kind of off and on showers throughout the day. There is a 90%+ chance of rain, though most of that, last I checked, is for the morning. Hopefully it clears out in time for the green flag. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is the defending winner. I totally forgot to mention that Zane Smith was the defending Truck Series race winner, and Austin Hill won the Xfinity race 1 year ago. So from there, Darian, who are the favorites? What are the latest odds from Vegas telling you?
Okay, this is what the streets of Vegas are telling us. Denny Hamlin is at plus 900. Yeah, the source, straight from the source themselves. Denny Hamlin is plus 900. So he is the odds on favorite to win the 2024 Daytona 500. Not a surprise there, but everyone else's odds are extremely close. Kyle Busch plus 1100, Ryan Blaney and Brad Keselowski plus 1200, and Kyle Larson rounding out the favorites at plus 1400. But for the best of the rest, we have three also tied with Larson at 1400, Joey Logano, Chris Buescher, and Chase Elliott. Then you have William Byron at plus 1600, followed by Bubba Wallace at plus 1800. Now for the underdogs, there is a ton of value here, in my opinion. Martin Truex Jr. at plus 2200, along with Eric Jones and Christopher Bell. Tyler Reddick at plus 2500. Those odds would probably go up a lot higher now because he qualified in the back, but that's for every Toyota. So maybe every Toyota's odds might go up a bit now. And finally, the defending race winner, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is the lowest underdog on this list at plus 2,800. So that just gives you a sense of how close the fields are in terms of the odds.
I love how wide open it is. And you got a lot of, like, Larson, you wouldn't expect him to be that high up there, but he was in contention on the last lap a year ago. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle Busch, we talked about him. Yeah, everyone seems to be on the Kyle Busch bandwagon right now. So that's kind of the hot ticket in Vegas, it seems. Darian, can you tell us more about the fantasy leagues? I guess they haven't begun yet, but I saw someone in the chat saying that they may have already filled up the third fantasy league.
So last time I checked, it was at 84 members. And now as I'm updating it, let's see, oh, still 84 members. 100 is the max. So, hey, all we right. need just 16 more. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Good stuff. And I still have that link pinned on in the live chat. If you go up there to the top, you can click the link
to explain, I've already changed the names, by the way. The first league's the NWP Cup Series, NWP Xfinity Series, and this is the NWP Truck Series. So we have our three.
All right, then I think we can get straight into picks. Chat, remember, we're doing this slightly differently this year. We are going in reverse order of we're going in reverse order of the current points, but everyone, including you, chat, must pick a different driver. So if someone takes your first pick, you got to go with somebody else once it gets to you. the points after just one race, and Danny is already wearing his championship belt.
I'm doing it as long as I can, and this is probably the last week of doing it, so I'm going to cherish this moment.
Yeah. 1 week into a 38-week season, and he's ready. He's already got the party started. But Danny is leading with 15 total points after a successful Clash weekend. Chat, you guys are in second, minus 7. I'm in third, minus 9. Then Darian at minus 11, and Jarrett bringing up the rear, minus 15. Good news for you, Jarrett. That means you get to pick first this week. So who is your pick to win the Truck Series race on Friday?
See, I was just totally tank. I was like tanking for Tua, just full on tank in the Clash, picking Austin Dillon. There's no way I was logically thinking there. Yeah. But I'm gonna pick Ben Rhodes on this one. He's been the most consistent, I think, of anybody who's still in the field.
Got to cross that off my list.
Zane Smith, that was my number one pick.
Yeah, Zane Smith is gone. So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. The next up is Darian. Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Don't worry. I won't be picking first for long. Don't worry. Or second for long. Don't worry.
First. Okay.
No. I'll be picking last pretty soon. But now, so I'm going to go with Nick Sanchez here. He's a young guy. Ooh, it's a very young field. Oh, sorry. It's a very young field. And I think he'll take advantage of it. So I'm going to go with Nick Sanchez. But sorry, Danny. Just one of the drawbacks of picking last.
I like that pick. I get to go third. I'm rolling with Corey LaJoie.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'll get the win. I think he's driving. Is he in the 7, I think?
Yes, yeah. He's in the 7 on the entry. Does he have Chili's as a sponsor for that too or not?
It's probably Celsius or something. I'm not sure exactly.
Interesting note, you took my number 5. Chat, you got to go next.
Chat, yes. We're looking at the chat. I'm seeing a lot of 38. Which would be Lane Riggs.
Or 25s or Ty Dillon.
25s, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of 25s. Actually, a decent number of 25s.
They're actually going to tag Ty Dillon on this one?
They might unironically pick Ty Dillon to win the first points race of the season.
I think they're doing it.
I see mostly 25s consist. I mean,
definitely leaning 25. You wonder if maybe one of you guys or one of us took their earlier picks because now they're, I think you give him Ty Dillon.
We see mostly Ty. Yeah. I mean, I saw some 19s and the other There's ones pop 19, up, but nah.
19s are flying in now, but I think those are just the fans who are scared of what Ty Dillon can do.
Yeah, we've seen enough. Yeah, 25.
I think it was overwhelmingly 25 at the start there.
Yeah, too late, y'all.
I think they were going 19 for good reason because my third pick on here is Christian Eckes. Christian Eckes is who I'm going
with. All right, okay. Yeah, that one's going to sting the chat potentially.
You could have had him, but you went Ty Dillon.
Need for Speed, like everyone in the chat is writing down like numbers, 19, 25, whatever. And then just Need for Speed, resident Ty Dillon fan just goes, LMAO. Oh, we won as a society, he says in the chat. That's good enough. That's the moral victory, if nothing else.
I gotta remember, this is for the least amount of points at the weekend, so that's risky.
Yeah, this Ty Dillon really doesn't mean all that much in the grand scheme of things. That's what we're trying to say.
I think his career has said that much.
She made it more personal.
Moving on.
But we all know what's about to be picked here.
So the Xfinity Series.
Shit, that's right.
Saturday. Now, this one could be impacted by weather we just discussed, could also impact qualifying. There are 44 drivers going for 38 Xfinity spots. It's bloodthirsty out there. You got Jordan Anderson racing with his father-in-law, Larry McReynolds, in the 32. Shane Van Gisbergen, who's going to run the ARCA race earlier in the day. Hopefully he doesn't do something stupid there and he gets approved and allowed to run the Xfinity race.
Technically on the entry list, it still says TBA.
Says TBA in SVG spot. We'll start with you again, Jarrett. Who's your pick to win the Xfinity race?
I should be an asshole and just say Haley Deegan, but I'm going to say Austin Hill.
I figured he'd be the first one to go. Yeah.
Yep.
That's that number one pick, coming right in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to stay in the junior motorsports camp. I'm going to go with Sam Mayer. He almost had it last year. Just bad teamwork overall last year ended up setting him flipping in the air. He'll actually be flipping in victory lane this time.
That's right. Last year, I wished Austin Hill is a good pick. I mean, he was basically able to single-handedly defeat the junior motorsports stable 1 year ago. But I'm not going with a JRM car. I'm actually going to roll with my second choice, Colic Racing's Josh Williams.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Chat.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Who you got, chat? Oh, I'm seeing a lot of sevens. I am seeing mucho sevens, sietes.
Yeah,
I'm just sevens. Saying right now, out of the three guys who have went, You only took one of my picks.
Oh, nice. Interesting.
I love how wide open data. It's starting to be a little more diverse, but I think...
I see mostly sevens, though.
I think it's Justin Allgaier.
Yep. Yeah, I see sevens.
We'll give him Allgaier. That's a good pick. That is a very solid pick.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and say I was staying in a similar camp to Eric here. My number two pick is actually AJ Allmendinger.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
See, I like this format.
Me too, bro.
I like that we all pick somebody different. It makes this way more intriguing. We should have done that years ago. What the world?
No more ties. No.
Yeah. I'm still going to finish second at the end of the year. It's a foregone conclusion.
He's going to, you're going to tie, but have a tie, the chat or Danny or Darian or me.
Yeah, I'm going to have a tiebreaker.
I'm going to somehow lead this thing the whole season and lose it on the last race.
Hey, remember my bold prediction last week, Danny, is that you're going to still be leading the points after, I think, the West Coast swing. So you got to hang in there for at least another month. Okay. Can you do that for me?
I will try.
All right. Now let's get to the Daytona 500. A lot of storylines going into this year's Great American Race. We saw tonight that Ford and Chevy were fast in qualifying. Hendrick finally got knocked off the front row for the first time maybe in my entire lifetime. Toyota struggled in single car runs, but now they have strengthened numbers. There's 8 key Toyota Racing Development teams in the field. 9 if Jimmy makes the show tomorrow night. So a lot of interesting storylines to follow. I still can't get over Kyle Busch quietly becoming like the odds on favorite just days before. Is this the year? That would be insane. So we'll start though with our suck pick, and this one's not for points. So, I think we should all still try to pick different drivers, but it's not quite as important. Jarrett, who's going to underwhelm at the, in the Daytona 500 this year?
Priest. It's the easiest pick. I mean, they literally showed his low light reel of him just basically getting pummeled all last year.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, Derry, do you have a different pick?
I'm going with Cendric, bro. I don't care if it's a super speedway. I don't trust him. I don't care if he's won this race before. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I don't trust that team at all.
I hadn't given this one too much thought. I'll go Gregson. I like that car he's driving. Reminds me of his Xfinity Series days, but I'm just going to say Noah. Chat's kind of all over the place. I'm seeing a lot of some Ty Gibbs, some Zane Smith, some Hosovars.
See, I see Larson now, but I don't know. Larson's performing better on these tracks now, though.
He is doing better.
He does have a history here. There was 5 21s in a row.
I did just see 5 Harrison Burton votes in a row. Let's give him Harrison Burton because they're going to pick him to win.
We'll just give y'all
Harrison. This isn't for points, so.
We don't have to be different on this one because I was also going with Harrison Burton.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
Well,
man, it's sad when Nas Carson in the chat is picking Carson Hocevar to suck. That is just sad. That feels like betrayal.
I just realized,
stabbed in the back.
We're all talking about how powerful the Fords are going to be and all the good they've been, and we all pick Fords to suck.
Not all of them are going to be good.
Right? All right. Well, let's turn things into a positive. Let's talk about dark horses. Who's an underdog? Daytona is all about underdogs. I'd argue an underdog has won 3 straight Daytona 500s, from McDowell to Cindric to Ricky Stenhouse Jr. last year. Jarrett, who's an underdog you're watching closely on Sunday?
See, this is actually the pick that I changed the most. I didn't pick the other ones I knew going in. Because at first I was like, maybe we'll do Larson because this is the only place Kyle Larson's going to be an underdog. Greatest driver in the world, all that, except here. But then I was thinking, Harrison Burton was leading this race with under 20 to go last year in regulation. But you know what? I saw the hate this guy was getting in the chat and the hate this guy gets on a regular basis, and the fact that I think he's a good little plate racer, super speedway racer, whatever you want to call it. Give me Riley Herbst.
Yeah. Oh, damn, he stole mine.
He stole mine, too. I'll just get that out of the way.
Go ahead, Darian.
Mine's kind of the same. He's a young driver, happens to drive a Ford as well. Todd Gilliland, y'all. Don't forget about him. And look at the way he qualified tonight, too. Them and that team, I mean, they got a bright future.
Wait, I'm asking a dumb question. He gets the 38 this full year, right, doesn't he?
I believe
So far, so right. Good. Yeah. Yes.
So no more sponsorship shenanigans of any kind.
Yeah, I'm looking at the chat as well. I'm trying to think of some others. A few 60s in the chat. That was going to be my other backup. I'm glad he's locked into the show. But David Reagan with RFK having,
how's it going?
Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski ran 1-2 in the summer race at Daytona last year.
Joan picks right there.
Yeah, Jones is a good underdog pick as well. He'll have more teammates than he's had in recent years at this type of track. But I think David Ragan, especially now that he's locked in, is someone to watch for sure, because he's always been a good super speedway racer, even late in his career doing these one-offs. Now that he'll actually have speed, this is arguably the best car he's probably driven in, you know, since his last stint with Roush 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was. So I'd be curious to see how David Ragan does. If he stays out of trouble and is there at the end, he'll have teammates to work with. Chat is kind of all over the place. We can give Merrick Jones, unless we think they're going to pick Jones to win.
Might as well. Yeah,
I mean, I'm not picking to win.
Yeah. All right. We'll give you guys Jones as your dark horse. Danny, you had Herbst, right? So
yeah.
Then we can move on then to the most important
part of the night. Yes, sir. It's time for the main event. Who's going to win? Who's going to win the Daytona 500? Jarrett?
You know, the Ragan one is tempting. I don't think that he's going to, because I think it is time. It is finally his time to win the Daytona 500. His teammate and car owner, Brad Keselowski. Brad is going to win this race finally. Finally. Everyone's talking about Kyle Busch. Everyone's saying how it's 20 years, which he did qualify in 2015, so that is 20 years. But nobody is looking at the guy who was right up with Buescher, and I guarantee if Buescher isn't his teammate, he wins last year in the last race of the regular season. Brad Keselowski is so overlooked right now. I can't stand it. I got to pick him.
He was my number two pick.
He was my number three pick, so that's not a bad choice.
Mm. He wasn't even on my radar. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. What a disrespectful for no reason. So I am going to stay in the Ford camp, though. Obviously, I can't pick Brad K, but this Ford guy, he's been trying to win for a while now. A little while. He got screwed over a couple years ago. He's the defending Cup Series champion. Ryan Blaney joins an exclusive list of defending Cup Series champions to win the following 500. I believe the last driver to do that was Dale Jarrett's 2000, if I'm not mistaken.
I saw a stat today. Yes, it was Dale Jarrett, 99 believe, going into 2000.
And I believe that would also make Blaney either the sixth or seventh different guy to do that. Something crazy. So it's a very exclusive list.
I didn't even have him on my list. So there you go.
Oh, man. I like the Brad Keselowski pick a lot, and I like the Kyle Busch pick that folks are throwing out there. It is fun. It would be fun to see Kyle Busch in an RCR Chevy get the win. But Jared, I'm going with the guy who made your pick look kind of silly at Atlanta early last year. I'm going Joey Logano. He's won this race before. He was inches away from winning this race 1 year ago. I think Giggles gets it done.
You're a spoiled fan, Eric. You're a spoiled fan.
Chat, I forgot. Chat is up next. I'm getting a lot of Kyle Busches and Chase Elliott. Yep,
they're going to take my number one pick from me.
Are they going 20 years of trying?
20 years of frustration.
Might as well give him real.
Yeah, you might as well give him eight. That's all I've seen for the most part. Dude.
All right.
Yeah.
Y'all are riding with Rowdy.
How about
this?
If Kyle Busch wins, 04 was the eight. 14 was the 88. This would be the 8 returning the victory lane. Every 10 years since 04,
Dale Jr. is an iconic number.
That is true. Damn. That is true.
Okay. Superstitions on the chat.
I can't remember.
Marlin.
So we're still going to get the Chevy Lind. What was 8? Who was 84?
We're about to go back every 10 years.
I think it was Neil Bonnet, maybe. Neil Bonnet, I think. I don't know. I got to look it up.
Look it up.
I'll look it up.
1984. Danny gives his pick.
Yeah.
Well, since Kyle Busch is off the radar, my number three pick is really close with Jarrett. In fact, he's actually the most recent winner at Daytona. I'm going to Chris Buescher to be my pick to win the Daytona 500.
You hear that? That siren? Those are the Elliott fans pissed at us for not picking him.
Hey, I had him as my number five. I will say that. My number four was Denny Hamlin. Mm-hmm. My number five was Chase Elliott.
Crap, we didn't pick Denny either.
Yeah. No, Denny, no. The four of us picked Fords. Chad picked the Chevy, but we all went with the blue oval. So
nobody picked a Toyota. But
I didn't want to trust Denny to do it 2 weeks in a row for me. So
yeah. Oh, imagine that, from a Netflix star to back to back winner to start the season. Denny Hamlin stock.
Imagine if he won his duel and then he could, in that backwards way, be the first one to win the Clash duel 500.
By the way, Yarbrough won the 84 500. I was like,
what manufacturer was he?
Chevy.
Oh, go back to 74. Let's keep this going.
Oh, 74. Oh, let's gosh. Keep it going. All right.
Gosh. It's probably Penny.
But no, I think the cool thing of, 04 to the 14 to 24 would be cool if they managed to do that. So then in 2034, we need someone to be back in the 88.
Okay, Petty won, but that wasn't a Chevy. It wasn't a Chevy.
What was the manufacturer? Because if, like,
Let's see.
I'd like to see. Like,
was it General Motors?
It was a Dodge Charger, 1974 Dodge Charger.
Well, like, let's see how far back. Like, 64 is the only other 4 year, right? Because the first 500 was 55, right?
Or 57.
It was later than 54.
Oh no! So 64, that was Petty's first 500 win. He won in a Plymouth.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what Jimmy's throwing it back to.
So we're going what? 84, 94, 04, 14. 50 years, and it's like every 4 year could be a Chevy. That'd be pretty badass.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. It's a cool stat. We got to find more obscure stats 59. Like that more on the show.
It's late. I'm sorry, Chad. I'm sorry. I forgot.
It would have been a hell of a coincidence if that pattern had continued, if we'd how far back we've been able to go. We've got some good picks, though. This is going to be an exciting weekend of racing. I can't wait to go see it in person. I think it's going to be fun to watch on TV. We'll see how our NWP pick points reshuffle 1 week from tonight. Gentlemen, this has been a fantastic show. We're not going quite the full 2 hours tonight. It's late. We're exhausted qualifying, dragged.
Are we slacking? Are we slacking now, y'all? Are we slacking?
I'm going to say that qualifying next year needs to be an hour earlier.
Yeah,
start on time.
Are we delayed because of rain or something? Why are we taking
We're delayed
out there. I was like, is it raining?
We're delayed because of commercials. And also, by the way, guys, the Fantasy League is filled. Thank you very much for pinning it, Eric. We're good now.
NWP 100 of y'all joined. Do it now.
Yeah, we can.
Don't give me ideas.
NWP Modified Series.
NWP Street Stocks.
I can only have up to five.
NWP SRX. We'll remove it after 3 years.
Oh, man. No, but thank you, guys.
Low blow.
No.
Oh no, the chat's lost it a little bit. Great stuff tonight. I think that's going to do it. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Really appreciate those of you who sent in super chats, even the inappropriate ones. Next week we'll be back on our regularly scheduled time, Wednesday, February 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern time. We'll be on Darian's channel. You can find the link to his channel down in the description below. So go subscribe, hit the bell, all that good stuff, so you don't miss our next live show. Great turnout tonight. Really appreciate it. Guys, final thoughts. What are you excited about with the Daytona 500 right around the corner? A brand new season is officially underway.
I'm just happy NASCAR is officially back. We finally get back to some points racing. Hopefully we get a very respectable race, though. Not a crapshoot towards the end there. Just maybe, a hybrid, a mixture of chaos and great racing. Please.
Excited for rain. Let's go.
Yeah. And we might be having a Monday night 500 again. So maybe.
Don't put that evil on me.
I'm looking forward to our picks on this one, especially the 500. All of us with the Fords versus the Chats. Kush push.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Kush push. Just the Kush push. And also, one more thing, that make sure to tune in to my race reaction stream on Sunday, as well as Jared's post race stream.
I'm doing post race every day. OBS just disconnected. Maybe we should reconnect it. Oh, we're back.
Okay. We're good. Okay. Yeah. He's doing post race streams every day.
Every day. So we'll have a lot of fun with that. But I think OBS has given us the hint that NWP after dark is not the best.
Let's get out.
I think this is when YouTube servers go to rest for the evening. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We will see you either at the track or on the show next week. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Catch you next
time. Happy Valentine's Day. We love you.
Goodbye.